Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. Today's episode is presented in association with Square. Over 4 million companies, from local shops to international chains, use Square to take payments, manage staff, and do business in-store and online. For almost everything your business needs, visit square.com. Square International Limited, trading as Square, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. It's the weekend. That means it's mentor moment time. Every single weekend, I bring you a new mentor who helps you get set for the week ahead. It's a recap of our most impactful and most popular guests. Today, this is a trip down memory lane. We are going way back to episode 35. So excuse the little bit of echoey audio. We recorded this in Jennifer's office. I had one microphone. So we're sharing a microphone in this interview. That'll tell you how long ago it is, so excuse the audio. It's bad, but not too bad. It's worth listening to. Today, we have Jennifer Rock, aka The Skin Nerd. You've all heard about her. And this was a beautiful interview. This was, I think, when I started to feel there was something special about doing a podcast. The connection with Jennifer was really special, and she was just so open and honest about her journey. We talked about a lot. It is one I would strongly recommend you go back and listen to. It's episode 35. Just search Gary Fox, Jennifer Rock, you'll find it. We talk about today, your mentor is going to teach you the importance of where's the line, where's the limit to where you push to, and how do you find that? Is there a limit? And do you go forward and back depending on what's going on? We also talk about the systems and the human element you need, about trusting your gut when it comes to being a business owner, and especially if you're going to transition from being an employee to a business owner. This is your mentor moment with Jennifer Rock, aka The Skin Nerd. Enjoy. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th. Where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer. How do you push yourself but not push yourself too far? How do you know this is the thing I struggle with. Realistic expectations.
I don't know if they exist, though, yeah. To be honest.
How do you know, right, okay.
Have you always been a high achiever?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm a high achiever now, but I always struggle with having realistic expectations for myself. Like all the stuff you listed there, the things that you're involved in, I think most people would struggle to do a fifth of that.
You never do it right. Like there's no point to me saying I do those 10, 15, 20 things and they're all done to the best of my ability. Of course not, because if you're focusing on one thing, and I think letting go of being a perfectionist has been a huge hard. It's been a struggle, but it's been a huge benefit to me where, you know, what is the saying? Perfection is the enemy of something. What's the other word?
Oh.
It's going to annoy us both. But anyway, the point is that I'm okay with doing everything to the best of my ability. And if that means it's 97%, then that's okay. And then surrounding my, trusting my team completely to be able to pick up on pieces that I can't do. And now I'm at a stage where they come to me with things. So it's not always led by me. And that's a really beautiful place to be because I'm not the only one driving and seeing the future of the business.
Perfect is the enemy of done.
Is that what
that
it is?
That was bugging me so much.
Have you heard anything I said in the last year?
It was literally going around in my head. Actually, I had this discussion with a good friend of ours, Steve Birch, in the week. I was asking him about something.
Hey, Steve.
And Steve has the detail. And it was about like home security and stuff. And I was asking him something. He goes, I'll just order that for you. And I was like, oh, great. You know when someone says that? You're like, I'll do it next week.
It came the next day.
He messaged me a few minutes later going, that's ordered now. And I was like, whoa. He goes, what did he say? A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote that on my notebook. That's on the inside of my notebook now. Oh, I said that to him. I was like, by the way, I'm sealing that and claiming it as my own.
I don't know when you know if it's enough. I think it's too soon in my career to ask me that. Mm. I think if you interviewed me in 7 years' time, I'd look back now and say, this is a time that I probably couldn't do again. Do you know when you look back in hindsight and think it's managed? Like, there's a lot I've done. Like, in the last week alone, I've done 320-hour days. I don't think that's healthy. That's definitely not good for the skin, but there's no option. Wow. So, right now, because I don't have the senior management team in place, I have to do perhaps more than I will have to in 6 to 9 months' time. So it's, I don't think I'm the right person to ask, and that's being honest. And what I really find hard is when you go to these conferences and I go to be inspired and motivated, and then I see these people and they say, you know, I work just the morning and then I do yoga and I meditate and I home make all my food and I homeschool my children. And I'm like, And I'm like, who are you inspiring?
That's not real. That's not real.
And
maybe one day out of seven you might be able to nail that, but it's just not.
I think it's just not putting as much pressure on yourself, genuinely.
It's interesting you said that in 7 years when you look back, but the two, I keep coming back to this because it is remarkable. Since 2016, how have you learned to do all these things?
I've learned, I really have amazing people around me. So I have got an advisory board that I pulled together through friends of friends and just asked them. So they have been amazing. So I have like an accountant that I can call on. I have a culture leader who's amazing because I believe the humans that I have in the business are as important as the product I have on a shelf. They're the two sides, what is it? Two sides of the same coin, whichever the expression is. But I just have really strong people around me whose opinion I can collect, experience I can call on, and then I sleep on everything. That's my rule. And
I like that,
because I'm reactive by nature.
I think entrepreneurs are. I'm very reactive.
I'm like, no, I'm gonna go my gut. I'm like, no,
I get excited about something and
make a decision. Then the next day, I go, oh god, what did you do? Like the fear.
Overcommit to something.
So that's it. I suppose it's leaning on them for the last few years, and then just I do believe you have to, and this is so annoying to say out loud, and I actually can't believe if I listen back to this myself, I'm like, Jennifer, you didn't. I do believe you have to listen to yourself. I do believe, I don't mean in business decisions, but, you know, hiring people, are they right? Do they fit? Are they on track with you? I think I really believe a lot starts with the humans and the protocols and the procedures that you design, i.e. the systems. Those two things are the foundations. And then the gut, and it's such, you can't
mimic that, you can't create that. Your experiences over the last 10-12 years have led you to have that gut. You probably can't explain why you feel that way about something.
But you know what? I've made so many mistakes. Like, I've made mistakes in every single department, and that's how I really learned. I suppose if I was to rethink the question you just asked, it's from, you know, hiring people that weren't right. It's from being a manager that I wouldn't want to be in the future. It's from, I sometimes believe you actually learn more when you've made a mistake, but the mistake hasn't been so large that it couldn't be addressed or fixed. And I think it is checking in, like we said, we both do. It's checking in with yourself and being real with yourself. Because if I listened to all of the PR around this company, I would just adore myself. I'd think that I am amazing. Because it has gone from dining room to a beautiful building in 2.5 years, and we are successful, and, you know, the company is profitable, but there's still so much more to come. There's so many more learnings to happen. There's so many mistakes I've made. There's so many things I can't wait to address. There's so much fire in my belly for what's to come. You just can't get swamped.
It's infectious actually listening to you. Do you ever get scared?
scared sometimes, not very rarely, not too often.
Too busy to be scared.
There's been times when, like, I suppose the reality in any new business, and it hasn't been in the last year, so thank God, but it's paying people. There's a massive responsibility with paying people. And if it gets too close, if you're waiting, because often when you're dealing with large companies, 30 days credit that you might give them, which means you don't pay them till 30 days after they receive their stock, might turn into 45 to 50 because, you know, Mary and accounts might be on holidays. And I'm like, Mary and accounts on holidays, fantastic. Hope to have a fabulous time in the Seychelles. But my team to get paid tomorrow and I got no money because you didn't pay me.
I hear that and so many times with people. Part. People don't realise that for entrepreneurs, that often you are waiting 2 months for payment, and that can be a big, especially for you. I mean, you could be talking huge amounts of money. I think people don't realise that when they start off as well, that you might be waiting 2 months, three months, 4 months.
So always build in a buffer is one of my key tips for everything. Everything. Buffer always. Mm. And always look at the pessimistic side, which isn't built into when you're trying to be, I'm gonna take over the world and wait, you see me in Australia. And you're like, no. Like, you have to be a little bit more conservative. So yeah, I think the fear comes from not delivering to the people that commit so much. Those faces mean a lot to me. So to not have paid them, but it's never, thank God, happened. But it's gotten to the wire a couple of times where it's literally the night before and I'm like, when?
I think you have to think about these things. I think
you do.
Terrifies me when I hear people that say they don't know their margins or their cash flow is great, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
My biggest learning, because obviously, again, not from a commercial background, so if anyone's coming from a similar background, it's understanding accounting. So getting, like, I went and did my local Fingal course on, like, how to start your own business, and yet, hilarious, I was already in my own business, but it was understanding, this is going to make some people absolutely cringe, but like, knowing a P&L is different to a cash flow, and I didn't know what a PO was. How would I know? Like, my job was to teach skincare. It wasn't to understand, you know, management accounts, etc. So yes, I think it's really interesting that you need to sit down and figure out, what should I know? And the best advice I got was, build a business as if you're not in it. So it says you're one who hasn't gone on holidays in 2.5
But you're building towards it. Do you know what I mean? You're not.
I couldn't leave this. This is just too important to me right now to be here. But my point is that if you had, like I said earlier, the humans and the protocols, procedures, the structure, all of that in place, you should be able to lift yourself up and go away. And what do you need to know at the end of the day? You need to know cash at bank. You need to know whether you're profitable or not. You need to know your cash flow. You need to know any hiccups. Like, there's key things they need to know. And some people just often don't want to know them.
Yes, that's the key point.
And I think the hard part with me is that people always come to me with the hiccups. I never hear, Jen, we got the most amazing review.
Great news.
You know, client Mary said that she's, you know, had the best wedding day ever because she felt so good in her skin. I hear that like 10 months later. But you always hear, you know, this didn't happen and they didn't pay and that hasn't come through and they said this and, you know. And so you're almost like a troubleshooter. I think, and I genuinely believe as a human, when you own your own business, I have grown more into myself as a human being more than ever, because you actually start to really watch yourself. You watch yourself under pressure, under stress, how you deal with people, so you start to kind of morph into this different version of yourself.
But that self-awareness is very rare though, Jen.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's usually rare. Most people are blissfully ignorant, I think.
Because you can be. I was blissfully ignorant when I was an employee and I got to moan about my boss because he didn't give me the hour back that I drove to wherever. You know, it's not until you're kind of the only person. The book stops with you. So I can't blame anyone else. There's nobody else to blame. Someone else to give out to.
But that ownership, though, I think that is rare. That definitely is rare. I know that for a fact. The ownership of going, it's on me. Yeah, I'll make this work either way or I won't.
You know, I just genuinely believe you have no choice if you want it enough. And I think that it's very easy. I hear other people in similar industries, friends of mine, that would talk about their staff and they might give out. And I'm like, yeah, but at the end of the day, maybe if we look in the mirror, there's a common denominator across those six people. Who is it? It's you. So maybe you're not
management.
Leading. Yeah. And leading definitely is the hardest part, and managing. I think they're two different things.
I hope you enjoyed that with Jennifer. Do go back and listen to it. Episode 35, as I said. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab. In the meantime, go to mrgaryfox.com, subscribe to my email newsletter that goes out every single Sunday, and you can keep in touch with me there, and it is the best place to reach me directly. You can also follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok, which we had our first viral video touching nearly 900,000 views now. I'll see you back here on Tuesday.